Simin pei halacha lamed. Asr larak, it's asr to spit into the ear. Makom sharuach yifaz asarik, a place where the wind will scatter the spit. And the isr is related to the malacha of zaira, which is winnowing. Winnowing consists of throwing grain into the ear and having the wind blow away the chaff. According to the Ramah, when you spit into the ear where the wind will scatter it, it's a told of this malacha. I'm not going to go more into this than that. Halacha lamed aleph. Besul asur l'kolei l'sarei seba Shabbos. It's prohibited for a girl to braid her hair on Shabbos. L'ilahat kliyasoy, or to undo her braid. Av l'yichoy l'sakon sarei seba yadayim. She can neaten her hair by hand without a comb or brush. Masrika ha'osu m'sar chazer, regarding a brush that's made from the bristles of a chazer, which is generally soft and will not tear out the hair, which is obviously is the isser. M'kushim oid, if it's very firm, and the bristles are so firm, she'yavshu shlo yakar sarayisa, which is impossible for it not to tear out hairs. Also listrik boy, then it's prohibited to brush hair with it, or even to neaten hair with it. However, if it's not so firm, she can neaten her hair with it. Mikolshkin, certainly she may use this soft brush to neaten her hair. If she designates it for this purpose, for specifically on Shabbos, using any brush, even one made of this type of bristle from a chazir, can have the appearance of a weekday activity. But when the brush has been designated specifically for Shabbos, this concern does not apply. Halacha lamed beis. We're going to talk about laundering. Beged v'kayetz v'sheish olav eiz alichloch. When a garment or something similar has dirt on it, mekancha b'smart v'kayetz v'bo, you can wipe it gently with a dry rag or something similar. Aval lo yishbech l'mayim, you cannot pour water onto the garment, mishum d'nesin asamayim havikum haikibus. Putting water on soiled fabric is like laundering. L'chein em tinek hishten al eiz beged, if a infant urinated on clothing, also lishbech olav mayim, you can't pour water on it. Aval hishten al karka, if the infant urinate on the ground or on a wooden or leather utensil, then it would be mutter. And in this, the rule that wetting constitutes laundering applies only to cloth items. With leather, wetting alone is permitted, though wetting and rubbing would be usur. Wood, however, is entirely excluded from the isur against laundering because you don't launder wood. With respect to a plastic tablecloth, the Ramesha finds some rules that since plastic is not absorbent, wetting it and even rubbing it gently is permitted. We should not rub it vigorously. Shadam that the other writes a nagvam b'mapa. When a person washes his hands and wishes to dry them with a towel, it's best to first rub them against each other to remove as much water as possible. They shall yishar leim rak mat mayim, that there's only a little bit of water left on the hands when he uses a towel. The ma'at mayin shehu menagvam, for with the small amount of water that he'll wipe from his hands, kevin shehu derech lichloch, since it's transferred to the towel in a manner that makes the towel wet, lehavi kibus, is not considered an act of laundering. Ma'apa tzavua in lachish b'chol inyan, the proceeding only applies to a white towel, but with a colored towel, you don't have to be concerned in any event. You can use it even while rubbing off the excess water beforehand. L'shayach v'kibus kol kach, for a colored garment is not subject to becoming laundered as readily as a white garment.